Here's some of my colleagues saying Dash in the Postic. But they have a cash, a lichter of what Ezra should have said, in me soda niknosai, asher loy soda chuzosai. Inami asher loy soda chuzosai. My me soda chuzosai. So that's a double drusher. Soda shenu ruyeli este achuzam. Mash, only you feel that never belonged to your father, that's not fit to become a este achuzam. The Yatsu Zulu goes out this field right now. That even though you were mastership before your father died, that since she really is the Achuzah, it's fit for to become a Teachuzah, therefore the Lech is, since it's fit to become a Teachuzah, it has a Lech of a Teachuzah. And if you mark the shit later, you could be played with it and keep it. So to my focus, only over here, if you add this extra drasha from the Pasuk or not. Then the Mishnah says, like, Ahana Malaviyah Makdish Liyelam, Sabish Leim Agoyim Lemeke Begoyim Lemitah Mitzvah. That's the first Lech for the Yisrael. Not like Yisrael, the late Parki. But after Yehud, they can't be pregnant anymore. Like if Yudim and Shim and Mishnah before, when it becomes Yehud and they weren't pregnant, it goes to the Kohanim. So Yehud is Shiv, they're lazy in the Kohanim, they can still redeem it. And what are you telling me now? At Yehud, when Yisrael and Fakir are at Yehud, Kamashma and the Kohanim will be in Zedon and Yehud. That's good. And the Magdish, and what's the Chiddish? That Ma'i, the Kohanim and Levi, Matul Yisrael, and they're going to be Magdish anytime they want. If you tell me, maybe you tell me the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Vishnath to Yevil Atzal, tell me about Yevil itself. The Chiddush is that only they could be Makdashid and not a regular Yisrael. So I said, that's the Makdashid. Chonichel, Shmuel, good to Shmuel, we had before, the other Vishnath, say Yevil Atzal, like Kitcha, that a regular Yisrael cannot be Makdashid for than Yevil. That's Chiddush Kamash 1, to kind of move in Makdashid and they can be Makdashid than Yevil. Elo, the Rav, but according to Rav, Ma'i wada say kahana mulaviyim, how fully Yisrael nam, even Yisrael also, could be makdashid on Yevil. So the time according to your time, ben lefnei Yevil, ben liachar Yevil, lomli, what's that to say? That's what according to Shita, he could be makdashid, ben lefnei Yevil, ben liachar Yevil. Eli, what do you have to answer on this? I did the Tony Rasha, since there's no Rasha by regular Yisrael, lefnei Yevil, liachar Yevil, if Tony Sefer by kahana also nam, ben liachar Yevil, ben lefnei Yevil. If the other generations of the Rasha, in Magdishin, for Lei Gerlin, Tananam is said the Magdishin of Gerlin, and if Nam is said it could be back a textura, the Kiddush of Magdishin. The reason why it says, because it says in the Rasha, by regularly saw the first Mishnah we have in this parent, is they Magdishin Lei Gerlin, Rachel Yevon, so if it says over here, that they could, during the Nam, and that it says Magdishin, that's not extra, it only says it, because there's a contrast between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah. It could be that this goes even according to Rav. Even though regularly Yisrael could also be Magdashid on Yevil, but there's no Kiddush talk in Magdishim. So he's saying, since the Rasha by Yisrael, it says over there, that the first Mishnah said, Ein Magdishim of Nei Yevil Prophets Mishnei Shonim, Pulei Goy Lamachar Wa Yevil Prophets Mishnei Achas, but since it says that Lashon by Yisrael, hereby the Kanam, it says the opposite, yes, that both they could be Magdishim and it could be Goylin. Even though Taka, the Yikadin of Magdishim, Taka, there's no Kiddush of a Kayin over a Yisrael. Alright, we'll stop here. We're up to the Avchav Zayin Omer Aleph, the new Perek. The Mishnah says, HaMaktish Esodeyu Bishor Shein HaYovel. If someone is Maktish his field at the time when it's not knowing the Inyan of Yovel, which means when you don't have any more of Roiv Klais for living in Eretz Yisrael, the Shas is brought down when Sancheriv Melech Asher, when it's Nigalu Shevet Ruben Mishevet God HaShevet Menashe, so from that time on it was Boto the Yovel. So somebody's Maktish's fields then, so then the Loch is, you don't have this Kula to be girled back according to the Cheshbin of Chamishim Shkolim, but rather now you have to be pointed it, Bishop of how much it's worth. So Maktish says a day of Bishop Shena Yevil, so like this, Oy Maloy, we say, Tosach Ato Rishon, you should say first how much you want to pay for it. We go back to the Bailim, Oy Maloy, we say to the Bailim, that you tell us how much you want to pay for it. And the reason is why do we want the Bailam himself to be paid there with redeemed back from Hegdish? Because Shah Bailam Maistim Khamish, the locker is the Bailam, whenever they redeem something back from Hegdish, they have to add an extra fifth. So therefore Hegdish will gain on the deal. So therefore Hegdish like says to the Bailam, we would like you to buy it back, how much do you want to pay for it? But the Choladim ain't a Maistim Khamish. Anybody else that redeems it does not have to add a Khamish to give to Hegdish. Now the Gemara says, Maisa, the one time, the Mishnah says, Maisa, Be'ach, was up with one person, Shita says, Sodeyu, Mevnei Rosa, he was Makdish his field because it was a Be'at field. Meaning to say that you had to spend more money putting into it than produce would come out. they're not worth anything really, this field. So he's makdish the field. Omula, they said to him, Psachat Rishon, okay, now to redeem it back, say how much you want to give. Izoma, so the prayer of the Bailam said, Hare Yishali B'Yissa, I'll buy it back with an Issa, which is 8 prutos, or else it's 1/4 of 1/24 of a dinar. Now, Amar Rabbi Yossi says that wasn't the Maisa, but rather Layom is there, the person did not say he'll pay an Issa, and the Kibetza, the person said, to me it's worth a Beitza, I'll give a Beitza for it. And Alok Rish, Hegdish Nifta B'Kesav, or Shava Kesav. You can pray the Hegdish, whether it's a Shava Kesav, or whether it's a Kesav, or Shava Kesav. So therefore you're allowed to give an egg to be prayed from Hegdish. Is Amaloy, so the Hegdish said back to this person, he Gascho. I mean, like, okay, you can keep it, you have it. Nimtza comes out, Mastad Isser, because they have a fun of it. This person is by them, according to the first Gisar. He said, I'll pay an Isser, lost out on Isser. Because really, it's not worth anything for him. Because you have to spend more money to put in to get something out. So therefore, it's like he lost an Isser, but the Sada becomes his. The other Gemara says, Hamakti Sadeyu Bishom, so Oimrim, the what we tell the Bailam, you come and be poider it. I Votan, you will learn the kaifin that we force him. Samura says also, my umrim, what does the Mishnah mean to say, my umrim nami, kaifin, the Mishnah also means to say, we force him to buy it. If he buys it, to be poider it back. And one of he should be Moshe of the Chaimish. If he buys it, another terrorist could be, me koro umrim. At the beginning, we just tell him nicely, please you go and be poider it back from Hegdish. So he got the an extra fifth. It soyis, soyis. If he listens, very good. V'loi, if he doesn't listen, then kaifin, and then is we have to force him. Then it says in the Mishnah Shabbailam Moistu Chaimish that the owner, he has to add on a fifth. So Morias, my Irish Shabbailam Moistu Chaimish, what do you have to say because the Bailam adds on an extra fifth? Typically, the Yadi the Chavivio lay, Tvei Uparak lo. That since he owned the field before, Mr. Tommy, he likes it, he knows how good the field is, he would give a better price, he would want to outbid anybody else. So that should be a reason why we want the owner himself to redeem it. Hegdish will get more money after Karen alone. For Yait, secondly, mitzvahs gula biyodan, there's a mitzvah for the odan, the original owner, to be prayed with back from Hegdish. Like the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak of Bechiris, that mitzvah biyodan is to be goel before other people. So where it says true, I tell you, Chod, the Mishnah says one answer, V'yayid come, and there's another answer. Chod attack, there is one answer, the Adi de Chaviv Yolei Tvei, since the person likes the field very much, he'll add more money, Tvei Yoparak Loi, he'll redeem it, he'll spend more money, so that's the reason why the owner should redeem it. V'yayid, secondly, there's an Indian, that mitzvah's gula biyodan, there's a mitzvah for the Yodan, the original one that was Makdashit, there's a mitzvah for him first to go and redeem it. The Yoid and third look, it says, now Mishnah, Shabbailam Moist Nechayim, which is an extra Svarim, that the Bailam has to add on to a fifth. Add on a fifth. Then it says, Maisa Bi Echad, Sheikh Tisodayim. So Moros says, Leima, let's say, look, what's the Machlaikis? Whether the case of that Maisa was, where he said, I'll give an Isser, or he said, I'll give a Beitza, what's the difference? So Moros says, Leima, let's say, Bokhavi, it is the Machlaikis. So Rabbi Yossi saw that he holds what? That the case was with an egg. Shava kesef kesef, that you even redeem something with shava kesef, not only with silver, with money, but even with an egg. For Rabbanan saw that they say, no, the mice was the person said redeem with an iso, sadly they hold shava kesef is only the kesef. No, you have to pay the hegish tafka with money, not with shava kesef. So Marius, no, that can't be. For Kaimler, we know, we hold that the shava kesef is the kesef. It always show the kesef is good, like Rashi says. The Amidah Baba Kama, not the Gemara Baba Kama, Yoshua, the rabbi, show the kesef, afilu subin, when you have to pay up. So, not only the kesef, show the kesef is also good. So, according to the praise from Hegdish, also, show the kesef is good. So, what should be the machlekes then? So, verses like this. Could be the kuliyam, everybody holds, that the show the kesef is kesef. Avadi could be praised from Hegdish, even with show the kesef, things that are worth the money, not only money itself. The Yachas, what's the Shalom, what the story was? The Poydin B'Dover, Shein B'Choyim Shoy, Shava Pruta Kamiflagi. Then the Lachas, if you Poydin it back, you have to have an extra fifth. So we want to make sure that fifth is worth a Pruta. So Yosef, it says the story was with an egg, a fifth of an egg is not worth a Pruta, so that's a Chiddush. And the Mor says, Tanakama, Sava Tanakama, it says the Maisa was Isom, Dikor B'Choyim Shoy, Shava Pruta. An Isser, a Koponim, is at least four Prutas. So if you add another fifth to it, it comes out to be a pruta. So therefore, the chaimish is also pruta. That's good, because you always want to make it that the chaimish you have to pay has to have a din kesef on it. And less than a pruta is not called kesef. However, Rabbi Yosi kibetza, nami parkinon, he holds no. Even though the chaimish of a beitza is not worth a sheva pruta, so what? The opinion is with the beitza, that is worth a sheva pruta. And you have to add a fifth on to that, so it's still enough. Then it says in the Mishnah, Omoloi, that Hegdish says to him, he got hicho like it's yours, and ends off nimtza master issa v'sadeh. The person loses an issa, and he has his field back. So Morris says, Tomek Rabbonin, this mice is done like Rabbonin, that you have to be pointed with the issa, and it's not enough just to give a shava beitza, since the chayim shava would not be a shava pruta. Now the Mishnah says, Omar Echad, let's say somebody says, Harehi shali b'yesa sloyim. I'm willing to pay 10 sloim to be paid this field. And then the Echoraim, another one, said, B'esrim, I'll pay 20 sloim to be paid this field. Then the Echoraim, B'shleshim, another one said, no, I'll pay even 30 sloim to be paid this field from Hegdish. The Echoraim, B'aboim, the fourth person said, no, I'll pay 40 sloim. The Echoraim, B'chamishim, and the fifth one said, he'll even pay 50 sloim to be paid this field from Hegdish. So the Chura Bezdin gives it to one that says 50. But what's going to be Chozer Bei Shochavishim? Before the 50th one comes to pay up, he retracts, he doesn't want to be Poydur anymore. So Lacharis, we go to the 41 and make him be Poydur it. But B'mashkenin Minichos of Adesam, we take away 10 Sloyim from this one that promised to give 50. Because now we're only getting 40. So hey, we should not lose out, we take away 10 from him. What's going to be Chozer Bei Shochavishim? The one that says he wants to give 40 also retracts now. So Lachu is B'mashkenin Mechos of Adesar. We take away 10 Sloyim from him, because all we're going to get now is 30. So he's Achorim for this 10 that Hegdish is losing out. And the same thing, what's going to be Chozer Bei Shochavishim? The one that said he wants to pay 30 Sloyim, he retracts. The same thing, B'mashkenin Mechos of Adesar. We take away 10 Sloyim from him. Chozer Bei Shochavishim, the same thing, the one that says they'll give 20 also retracts. So Lachariz B'mashkenim and the Chozer Bei Shochavishim, we take away from him, are also 10 Sloyim. Chozer Bei Shochavishim, that's even the last one that says they'll give 10 Sloyim, he also retracts. So Lachariz now, Moichra Noistim B'Shoveha. We sell it at the right price the way it's worth. For the Froyim Mishal Esther, Es HaMoisar. Meaning to say, let's say Bezdin sells it now even for less than 10. Somebody only pays 8. So therefore this one that says they'll give 10, he'll have to add on the extra 2. Since Bezdinus has to get 10. So therefore if they only get 8, he'll have to pay the extra 2. That's called Venefroy Mishal Esser Esamoy. So we take away from this last one the difference that the Hegdish did not get. What's going to be now? The Mishnah says, Haboilim Oimrim B'Yesrim. Let's say the Bailim says he'll be Poterit for 20. And v'choladim oimer b'yesim. Other people also say they'll be pregnant from Hegdish for 20 sloyim. So locharis pshita habaylim kaidim. Bezdin gives it to the Hegdish. The Hegdish gives it to the Bailim first. V'fnei shein mesifin chaymish. Because when the Bailim redeem it, they have to add on a fifth. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be? Omer echot, somebody says, not the Bailim. Harehi shali b'yesrim b'yachas. I'll pay 21 sloyim. And the case is that the Bailim